It is now exactly 7 o'clock, and we are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. Good evening. We are ready now for Opera Box. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. And, you know, during the Christmas week, there's just tons of Christmas choral music out there, caroling and everything else. So I thought I'd go with choruses, but something that had nothing whatsoever to do with the holidays. Opera choruses of Giuseppe Verdi, one of the great choral writers really of all time, not only for his operas in general, but for the extremely exciting and dramatic opera choruses that appear within his great works, some of which, as you will see in just a minute, actually triggered riots. We'll be back in just a minute.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Donating your car can give you good karma, because you'll be doing something great for KGNU and you get a tax receipt for your donation. We make it easy. Call your representative and in just a few short minutes, you'll be on your way to getting rid of your unwanted car, boat, or truck. Call toll-free 844-KGNU-CAR. Visit KGNU.org for more information.
So here we go with some Verdi opera choruses. I kind of teased you a little bit and talked about a riot that was inspired, actually, by one of the Verdi opera's choruses, actually from one of his earlier operas, Nabucco. This is the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, Va Pensiero. And that's a very, very famous chorus. And at that time, Italy was under the thumb, as I guess you might say, of the Habsburgs and the whole Austrian Empire there. And things were not good for the Italians at that time, historically. And they wanted their freedom. They wanted to have a united country. Verdi was very big in that, in actually helping to inspire the creation of United Italy and overthrowing the shackles, as it were, of the foreign domination that they were going through in the mid-1800s. So we're going to start with a chorus of Hebrew slaves as they are singing of their yearning for freedom, which so inspired the audiences at the world premiere performance of it in Italy that they raced out into the streets, had a demonstration, I believe it may have turned into a riot, and then got back in their seats and watched the rest of the opera. Let's start with Nabucco, and then we'll hear choruses from Don Carlo, La Traviata, another one from Nabucco, and we're going to go on to the Battle of Legnano, Il Trovatore, Ernani, Otello. What a collection of great operas and what a collection of great choruses this promises to be for this hour. The Slovak Philharmonic Choir, Bratislava. Marian Vach is the choir master. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, Bratislava. Oliver Dohnányi conducting.
Thank you. Thank you. Sapresso di che nostro funesto sorgere. Vidi tanto ingiurie,
vidi tante ingiurie,
a noi ragion darà.
That was an exciting collection of choruses, to say the least. Verdi opera choruses. We thought we would sort of, rather than just play more Christmas carols and more choral works for the opera show here, we would just play some great opera choruses just to kind of keep us in the spirit of the holidays simply by playing choral music. We started with Nabucco's Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, Va Pensiero, that inspired a demonstration, maybe a little bit of a riot at his premiere performance when people got out of their seats and went out into the streets clamoring for freedom for the Italian people. And we ended with a triumphal march and chorus from Verdi's Aida, and a lot of great, great choruses in between from a number of other major Verdi opera works. The Slovak Philharmonic Choir, Bratislava, Marian Vach, Concertmaster, or Choir Master. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, Bratislava, conducted by Oliver Dohnányi. 8 o'clock exactly. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening to the opera show tonight. And we are going to play some real Christmas music next. And there's going to be a lot of choral music in this. It's going to be the music of Bach, one of the, even by Bach standards, one of the greatest things he ever wrote. I'd like to mention also that later on in our program tonight, we're going to give you a little bit of a sample of the kind of music you might expect to hear as part of the Vilar Performing Arts Center performances that are taking place. And those will include chamber music at Lincoln Center with pianist Wu Han and a string quartet from Lincoln Center. That's on January 25th. A great choral group, Apollo's Fire, on the 31st of January. In addition to that, Colorado Symphony is going out there to play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and there's more music than that as well. I believe it's going to also have the Pastoral Symphony of Beethoven, the Sixth Symphony. Pianist Seungjin Chow is performing on March 14th there at the Vilar Center, and one of the great opera singers of the world right now, Sonia Yoncheva, who actually kind of got her start. She sang her first Tosca here at Opera Colorado and then went on to recently give some devastating performances of Puccini's Tosca at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. So she'll be around on March 24th. So I'll be talking a little bit more about those performances coming up next year at the 9 o'clock hour here. I'd like to also mention that the Colorado Symphony Orchestra is taking advantage of the holiday season for you with a Muppet Christmas Carol concert. That's on December 22nd and December 23rd. Then on December 31st, Christopher Dragon and A Night in Vienna. And then, since I won't really be on the air again before this concert, I want to tell you about the Colorado Symphony Orchestra also on January 7th, 8th, and 9th, performing with Maren Alsop at Betcher Concert Hall. And some really great music that's Prokofiev and others being performed with her at the baton after all of her years as the music director here.
If you listen closely to the sounds of your car, you can hear the sounds of love. There's purring and humming, revving and roaring, and sometimes even whining and screeching. But when KGNU hears that you've turned your car into a vehicle donation to help support the programs you love, it brings music to our ears. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org to donate your vehicle today. We accept cars, trucks, boats, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. And thank you.
As promised, we're going to hear some great Christmas music now, possibly, maybe perhaps tied with Handel's Messiah, which is the most famous, but the Bach Christmas Oratorio is a collection of six Bach cantatas, all celebrating different aspects of the Christmas season, and each cantata is for orchestra, chorus, solo singers, about 25, 30 minutes long for each, so it's about a three-hour program to hear the whole thing. We're not going to have time for that, so I culled out some highlights that I thought would be delightful for us to hear, and that's what's going to come up in just a moment.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
So for those of you who enjoy vocal music, whether it be opera or choral music, or for that matter, Broadway musicals, the BDT stage in Boulder, Boulder's Dinner Theater, is putting on White Christmas now all the way through the holiday season. So check that out, the BDT stage. That's a delightful little show with some very, very good singing and acting. So I'd give it a recommendation. But for now, we're going to go to the headier music of Bach here and some of his most transcendent music. These are excerpts from the great six cantatas